The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
That's right, Simon Tierney is back with his shopping trolley. Simon, what's in it?
We are going New York. We are in Bageltown.
All right, okay.
Yeah, what I would describe as a savoury donut.
Yeah, is that what they are?
Similarly, hold food.
A kind of a, just a bap with a hole in it.
Yeah, that's like one wonders, mind. Are you kind of being cheated? Like, can I get the bit that you cut out of it? Or...
Well, I wonder, did they make anything with them? You know the way, like, if you go to Tim Hortons, you get Tim's bits, and they're the bits from the inside of the donut.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tim Hortons, that's a real Canadian thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
You clearly spent a summer in Canada.
Yeah. Eating a lot of Tim's bits. God, I love getting my teeth into Tim's bits.
Just going to leave that there. Might want to clip that for a promo later, Claire. I did not know this about bagels, right? What is the difference between a bagel and regular bread? What makes a bagel different?
No idea. Is there? Do you know the answer?
I do.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I thought this was the rhetorical question.
God, I know
the
answer.
Why do whales beach themselves?
I would never ask a question on radio without knowing the answer.
So, what is the difference? Let me guess. Is it something to do with the rising agent?
Very close.
Okay.
There is a rising agent. There is a yeast in it. But it's actually, when the dough is prepared and before it's baked, you boil it. You literally put it into a pot of boiling water for 90 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, the process is almost
similar, but it's a very dry dough. So they kind of, it's very dehydrated. You know when you're making bread and you go, God, that's a bit dry now. I'll throw in another splash of water. You want it really dry. So like what you want with a bagel is you want it like kind of waxy on the outside, a little bit shiny almost. So it needs to be, the fact that it's so dehydrated in the doughing process, it makes it very chewy to bite into, which you'll notice. Now, when you look at those three bagels in front of you there's one which screams classic New York bagel. It's waxy, it's shiny, and the others are kind of pallid in comparison.
Yeah. So we've got like...
I should say what we have, sorry.
Yeah, you tell us what we have here.
So we've got Brennan. These are actually three Irish products today.
Oh, wow.
Even though these are a very American idea. We've got Brennan's cinnamon and raisin, if you like a little sweet, if you have a sweet tooth. That's coming in at €2.15. We've got Fitzgerald's from Cork, their seeded sourdough bagel, €2.55. And Dunn's own brand tomato and cheddar bagel, which is an absolute monster on the plate there in front of you. It's huge. That's premium. It's coming in at €3.49. And you only get four in the pack. But as I say, they're huge.
The one with the raisin in it, it smells like a Baron Brack nearly.
It does. It really does.
Yeah,
you're getting that raisin coming through.
Yeah.
Raisin coming through.
So all of these are Irish products. Bagels are kind of the Jewish community in Poland, isn't that it? That's what they're from originally?
Yeah, I think so. And that beggars the question. Maybe I'm wrong about the yeast, because the Jewish tradition in baking is to have unleavened bread, isn't it? Where it doesn't rise. But perhaps I'm wrong about that.
Yeah, anyway.
We might need some listener input there.
Listeners, explain the yeast, whether it is there, and the historical relevance of same with regard to the Jewish community.
Just for the listeners to be aware, I have been continuing my attention to detail with how I present my dishes to Kieran.
Yeah, I thought you might make me eat these dry, and I'm not sure there's enough time left in the show to get through that. I mean,
that'll be like tough. Having sawdust. I have presented these bagels with a condiment on
wads
the side.
Of butter.
Wads of butter.
Mmm. Bad for my cholesterol, good for my taste buds.
Yes. So you're starting with the, what are you starting with there? The Fitzgeralds.
I'm starting with the one with the sesame seeds and the Fitzgerald seeded sourdough bagels.
Yeah, I actually, the reason I chose this, Kieran, is because for the last couple of years, I've been trying to stick to sourdough, because like in all my breading choices, my breading adventures, and that's because it tends to be a bit better for the belly.
Good name for a book. My breading adventures.
Yes. It'll be a short book.
Yeah. And no one will buy it.
The seeds in this are nice. So you've got four seeds. You've got poppy, sesame, sunflower and linseed in that Fitzgerald's. I love Fitzgerald's. I also eat their wraps when we did wrap week. You're now moving on to the Brennan's, are you?
Yeah. No. I went with the Brennan, cinnamon and raisin.
How are you
bagels.
Finding that?
Yeah, it's. Do you know what? I could eat that. I could have that like a slice of fruitcake, actually, with exactly. a cup of tea, just butter and a cup of tea.
But you wouldn't put a slice of ham and cheese on it.
No, I would actually only have that like that with butter.
Interesting.
On it. I wouldn't
yeah.
put anything else with butter
yeah,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Whereas the Fitzgeralds, it's fine with a bit of butter, but I think I would put like a cream cheese or something on
you
that
could
now.
You could make a proper sandwich
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, and
do
I think I
mean?
Would. That would be my yeah. cream and, cheese choice.
And I tried it toasted yesterday and it's gorgeous.
Wow, there's an awful lot going on here now in this third one. Dunn's
is a huge amount going on. Just to explain to the listeners, like you can actually see that they've grated cheese onto the top of it, generously so.
Yeah.
And it's kind of been grilled on top, so it has that kind of nice burnt cheese texture on the top. It's also infused with slices not only of tomato but red pepper as well, so you're getting those flavors coming through. It is a monster. Like individually this bagel is 120 grams in weight, and just to compare, the Fitzgerald's is 86 grams, so you're getting a lot more bang for your buck here.
All right, somebody says, did Simon toast these bagels? Are only edible when toasted. These are untoasted bagels. Somebody else says, Kieran, it's Timbits, not Tim's Bits. It's a play on the word tidbits.
Ah, okay.
I didn't say anything about Timbits.
You're not a proper Canadian.
This was a different thing altogether. I was sinking my teeth into. Somebody else says, the unleavened bread is only for the festival of Passover.
Okay.
There's actually a great example or a great tradition of bread baking in Judaism. Dublin's Bretzel Bakery in Portobello.
Oh, yeah, on Lennox Street
yeah,
in Portobello. It's a fantastic bakery, yeah.
Bagels should have a smear of cream cheese for a true New York experience.
Yeah, what I love now is a toasted bagel with Philadelphia cream cheese and a few slices of salmon.
Oh, smoked
so
salmon?
Good. Oh, smoked, yeah.
All
really
right, okay.
Good.
I'm not mad about this cheesy one.
Are you not?
No.
I actually threw that in the toaster earlier, and halfway through toasting it, I started to get worried that the cheese was going to melt into the toaster.
Did it?
But no, it worked well. It was really, really nice toasted.
Yeah.
I decided to present it nude to you.
Yeah.
Untoasted.
I like your nude presentation. I always do, but I'm not sure about that. I don't think I'd buy that now.
Would you
I
not?
Think if I was buying any of the products that you have presented to me, by way of making a sandwich, as you say, with your smoked salmon and a little bit of cream cheese,
I'm a man of the people, Kieran.
It would be the Fitzgerald seeded sourdough bagels, and I would use the Brennan cinnamon and raisin bagels
for a little afternoon treat.
A little afternoon treat, a cup of tea with a bit of butter on it.
Lovely.
That'll do me nicely. What's the kind of nutritional value of any of this?
Okay, so in terms of calories, you've can probably guess that the Dunn's has by far the most calories because
yeah.
it's got cheese all over it. So, yeah. I mean,
it's cheese infused, it's cheese on top, yeah. got cheese in the bottom.
If you're climbing a mountain or if you want to put something in kids' lunchboxes, this will certainly get them through the day. It's got 331 calories in each bagel. The Fitzgerald's has the least on 241 calories. One shouldn't forget that bagels are a sugary, like they're an American thing, so of course they have sugar in them. Like one Dunn's bagel constitutes 12% of your recommended daily intake of sugar. That's quite a lot for one thing.
Really?
The Brennan's has 11%, even though that's apparently the sweet treat here today. It isn't when you break it down. And the Fitzgerald's is definitely the healthiest. It has the least amount of calories. It only has 7% of sugar. And it's only 86 grams in total. So that's probably your healthiest option. In terms of provenance, the Brennan's, of course, is made here in Walkinstown in Dublin. The Dunn's is made by a small bakery called McCluskey's in Louth, which they've partnered with. And the Fitzgerald's is from Cork.
Simon Tierney, thank you very, very much. We will talk to Simon at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.